From Virginia Beach, Virginia, here is That Which Is with John Roger. That Which is presented by MSIA, the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness, a movement dedicated to awakening the spiritual heart within each of us. John Roger is the founder and spiritual advisor of MSIA, the founder and president of the Institute for Individual and World Peace, and other organizations for the purpose of improving people's lives. John Roger is a best-selling author, and he has been teaching and conducting seminars for many years. This seminar is entitled, Health is Loving Who You Really Are. Right after John Roger speaks, we'll tell you how you can obtain more information about the movement.
Get this word, I-N-G. That means doing something about it, not sitting thinking. There is a famous statement, I'm not sure the man's name, but he said, enough love would cure the world. And I said, that's just a bunch of refined hay. I was going to say another word, but it is. It is absolute nonsense to think that enough love is going to do anything unless you do something with it. And that reaching out and just touching another physical form, of course they're going to slap your hands. Be careful where you touch starting out. I mean, you know, don't get grabby. Just be pleasant about it. Just reach out and touch them. Don't grab them and massage them so that they're bruised the next day. It's a matter of touching them. That touching says, I am caring for you. I am sharing with you. I am here supporting you, and I can't do it for you. I can do anything in this world I want to, and I can't do everything. I can do anything, but not everything. We start to do the whole everything approach in our mind and our emotions. Oh, there's this and this and this and this and this, and I feel so washed out about that, and this hurts over here and that hurt down there, and besides, I didn't get enough money, and but you can still breathe. You can still be pleasant. If we on this planet could reach an agreement that we could disagree without being disagreeable, we are well on the way to health, wealth, and happiness. That deserved a much louder clap than that. Some of you people have driven hundreds of miles to hear this tonight. Yeah, and some of them are going to turn television station, new channel just about now. This whole thing, have you ever seen somebody pray? They sit down. Good golly, this chair's rockety. Is it an earthquake or is it just me? Oh. And they pray, dear whoever is listening. They might want to start out, is there anybody out there who can hear me, who can help me, who can do anything I want? Is there anybody out there? Tap on the window or the desk, but whatever you do, don't speak in my head, because if I hear voices, I'll know I'm crazy. Well, you know, a lot of people do hear voices. And those voices tell them to do a lot of things. And people say, what do I do when I hear the voice? I said, well, there's a whole lot of options. I said, well, what do you do when you hear voices? I said, what do? So I'd listen to them. Why? They may tell me something I don't know. Then what do you do with the information? I write it down, then I go check it out to see if it's so or not. You understand that? See, what happens is we get a little bit of information and call it education. And then we run the education as knowledge. Knowledge, by the way, is used out here in the world. It's worth a few things. But have you ever noticed that all the things that you know in this world haven't brought you to the place in your life where you are healthy, wealthy, and happy, and can share that with other people to some degree, some measure, consistently from time to time to time to time? I'll tell you why. Once you meet someone and you see them again, you see them through the knowledge of the last experience. We have to radically, intuitively change our approach inside of us and our mind so that we get to come to people fresh and new every instant and use the process of recreation, not just create, but to recreate every second a new creation. Do you know what that means? That if I said something that you didn't like in the beginning, you should be past that already. You should have said, gone, gone, gone. If I don't tell you what you came here to hear, tell yourself. Hey. I have found out something, though, that I'd like to share with you that's really important. That energy, the line that I drew, in fact, let's just reproduce it for old time's sake because it might look something like this now. That's when you're unsteady and unsure. It's still the same thing, folks. It responds in this world here, this world of reflected light. You see my hand because it reflects light. And you get to experience my emotions when I laugh and share them with you. And, of course, whatever the mind's been, you've already seen that, so we won't talk about that level too much. Person said to me, I know now why you're anti-intellectual. And I said, why is that? And they said, because you're not intellectual. I said, well, what I got, you don't have to be intellectual. You just got to be able to get away with it. And I found out how to get away with it a long time ago. I found magic words. They're healing. They're tremendously healing. They go like this. And they work most in the midst of chaos. They work the most in the midst of crime. Anything that can be bad, all you got to do is turn to the person and say, I love you. That doesn't do it, you run. I was in New York City about a year and a half ago. It was the first time I was going to get mugged. I hadn't had that experience this lifetime. I was looking forward to it. They said, don't go to Central Park, you'll get mugged. And I thought that's where you get to make out at night. Because when I was younger, mugging was like necking. And they said, they'll take all your money. So I thought, well, I won't go up there with any money. And they say, if they rob you, you don't have any money. They might get mad because they need the money for whatever habit they're supporting. And they may take your life. And that didn't seem smart to me because my life can't support their habit. I mean... I had one guy tell me once, I wouldn't give a plugged nickel for your life, so I figured, forget that one. But the person came up to me and asked me a question. It was, the location was exactly 42nd Street and Broadway in New York City on the rush hour. If you've ever been there, you can get mugged and never know it. And the person walked up to me and jostled me. Of course, I'm sort of sensitive. They get within about 3 feet of my aura, and it starts tickling. You know, I go, turn around, see who's there. And the person came up like this. And the person said, I got a knife in my pocket. I said, God bless you and your knife. I was almost terror-struck to think I missed my whole chance to get mugged. What did I say to that person that they would do that? I found the next three magic words, God bless you. The person took off. You know what I did? I followed him. That was the first time I hadn't been rejected in New York. I want to find out more. But when he saw me following him, he got frightened and ran down the subway, and I wasn't going down there. I mean, if he had a knife down those subways, I ain't playing with that. So what we've done now, though, is the people that I work with, they've gone to all the subways all over New York City and put these great big columns of light, of love, of caring, and they visualize it, and they feel it, and it moves out. And, boy, I think it was a couple trips ago, I was flying over New York City, and I said, good God, there's a white mist all over the city. I didn't think it was foggy. And there are people looking out the window and they say, it's not. So I rub the window. Don't rub a window on an airplane because it just makes it worse. So I got up, moved to another seat, look out the window. And there was this mist over the city. I am having problems. My eyesight isn't all that good. It's just getting worse. Now things are going misty. But I could see in front of me. It was real clear. I could see my friends with me. Then all of a sudden, you know, that intuitive knowing, that aha, eureka. The light columns that these people had been doing as a silent ministry were fusing and blending, and there was light all around. And it was amazing to see that take place. Amazing would be sort of an understatement, because that energy that I call light, living in God's holy thoughts, says an awful lot to us as human beings. One is we are one with it. Two, we are in it. And three, we can't even get out of it. I got good news for you. You can't get out of it. It doesn't matter what you think. It doesn't matter what you say. You can't. Okay, stop the planet. Let's see you get off. Okay? So you're in it. The good news about that is, if I'm in it, if you're in it, we're in good hands. We're in a perfect condition right now. Being that we can't get out of the condition because we're on it, why would we not use everything to our advantage all the time in the condition? If this energy will allow us to do with it as we will, for yay or nay, why not have the wit to go the yay way all the time? Why not have that wit? I'll tell you why, and this may be the negative note. You've been taught since you're that little that you're going to be skinned alive, the boogeyman was going to get you, or you're going to go to jail, or the devil was in there someplace with a few people. Now, I don't want for 1 minute to tell you that isn't true, because on those levels, that is true. But there's a higher level where that is not so. Every realm of consciousness is superseded in authority by the next realm above it. If you don't like the one you're on, move to a higher one. That higher one can be reached through meditation, through spiritual exercises, but it can be reached most definitely through service. One of the highest forms of consciousness that we have on this planet is that consciousness of serving the other person unconditionally into their condition. Not to change their condition. Let them change their condition so they know how they did it, how they created it. Far too often, We want to be do-gooders. And far too often we've seen the do-gooders be do-badders. I know that's not real good English. But if you got the message, that's communication. The nicest thing that we can do with anyone is to outlast their condition. He wins who endures to the end. People come up to me with all sorts of illnesses and diseases and catastrophes and stuff they create that I think, how could that possibly exist in a creation that's run by such a loving energy called loving? And it's because that's how they do it. There is one last final thing I'd like to share with you. It isn't just enough that we say, I love you, God bless you. That isn't enough. That's just enough if you're going to get mugged. That's enough if you're sitting in the room by yourself and you want to feel good about yourself. I love me, God bless me. That's good enough. But that me is the I am. Everybody just say I am. Ready?
I am.
Did you hear anything different? It's the same one that spoke. It is the same energy that spoke. All we've done is personalize it, personality-ize it, sanforize it, bleach it, whatever, make it unique, and parade it as a special form of life on this planet. And it is not. This form that you're looking now is an ordinary form of life that lives in a supernatural way. The supernatural way is living in that essence. You live in that essence. The only difference is I've been practicing. I never took it for a moment that because I did it, it was so. I never took it for a moment that because somebody came up and told me a message from Spirit that that was true. But at the same time, I never disbelieved it. The mind is like a parachute, folks. It works best when it's open. The higher you get in consciousness, the more open you better have your mind. Because if you start coming down, you want to be sure you can get that thing out to cover all the bases. And it will. Ground all of your teachings in your life experience. Check your life experience that you haven't got it backed up into illusions. And the way you do that is you ask the other people around you to share with you from that moment of honesty how they see you. It's really easy to pick on people. It's the easiest thing in the world. You're people. See? Bunch of humans. I could look at you and say, if God created us, God is an underachiever. See, those are easy things to do. But if that's true, that we've been miscreated or undercreated, so what? We have the power within us to love ourselves into the creation that we want. And we can love ourselves, by our talents, by developing, by building them, until they flow out. They will flow out. You won't be able to hide. People will have a flat tire in front of your house and come in to use your phone and stop and have dinner and you get married and raise kids. So what is the key in that? The Bible stated it. Love your neighbor as yourself. And where does the first responsibility lie? With yourself. Isn't that a phenomenal thing? Love myself. Take care of myself, stay off welfare, do the work the way I can, do it the best I can, don't blame anybody. Just do it. If I make a mistake, own the mistake. I have the most fun working with a lot of people. They'll make a mistake, and then over here about 3 hours later, you come on the mistake and you say, did you do that? And they say, no. They're as dumb now as they were when they made the mistake. Hey. I say, come on, let's go back. Did you make the mistake? Yes, come over here. Did you make that mistake back there? Yes, you're smarter now than you were then because you know that. Oh, if I own it, I can correct it. Yeah, but don't possess it. Because then you keep going through life making mistakes and then owning the mistake and making a mistake and owning the mistake, and that's called sickness. You understand that? But by owning the mistake, saying, yes, I did do that, gives me authority over it, and I can correct it, and I can learn, and I can use it as a stepping stone, and I can lift above it. But first of all, I've got to acknowledge my part in it. And if you did it, you did it, and that's what is. In the moment of being with what is, you're in the loving essence. You are in it. You are it. And what you've got to do comes a big challenge, is to let it come on up and out into the world. You've got to be willing to get up here and make a biggest fool out of you as I do. If you're going to sit back there and say, not me, I ain't going to make a fool out of myself like that until I can do it perfectly. Well, how do you think I got to the stage of foolishness? I practiced. I just didn't get up here and do this off the, perfectly fool. That's the mother saying to the child, don't go near the water, you'll drown. But mommy, you can't swim, stay out of the water. But how am I going to learn to swim if you won't let me go in? Oh, my kid's got to swim, but only go in the shallow end. Only the shallow end. Hey, there's nothing wrong with the shallow end. Don't go diving in deep water if you can't swim. Just to show that you can dive in deep water. Any fool can do that. You can throw a rock in, it'll sink too. Take what you learn. Lean into it. See what it feels like. See if it fits you. See if it's supportive of you. See if you're supportive of it. That is a bigger key. There are a lot of philosophies that will support you because there's a lot of people adopted the philosophy and masses make it right. That's wrong. I mean, look what flies eat. You know that the masses can't be right. Oh, look at all the junk food on the planet. It's quite obvious. That isn't to make them wrong. But it is to say there are alternatives. People think that if you're doing an alternative lifestyle, there are no problems in it. I got news for you. The lifestyle you've been living is alternative, and there's problems in it. They think an alternative lifestyle is easy. I got news for you. When we go into solar sun and cosmic radiation and germs to produce our heat, there's going to be a lot of problems. How to keep those things contained to do their job. Now they're doing fossil fuels. They got all sorts of problems, air pollution. Fossil fuels is an alternative source of energy. Didn't you know that? Just because we've been using it all the time doesn't make it the real one. Surely people must know that. The only real source of energy on this planet is us. We are the source of all energy. And we become that puts together everything and makes energy move because we're the source of it. Not we, the personality or the mind or the emotions, but we, that life essence that will go through everything and stay with us. It not only stays with us to the end, it sometimes stays with you for another end and another end and another end. We say, well, what is the scheme of all these things? If I knew that, do you think I'd be here? Person told me, the scheme of all things is research. Wrong. That can't be true. Why? Because kids are being born without research. That can't be the reason for it. Intellectually, how about emotionally? To love and care for somebody. How about physically? To get it while the getting's good and get out. Well, isn't there anything here of value? The value is always what we create it to be. I value you, I value you, I value you. What is that value? That is nobody's business but me and what I'm willing to do inside of me for you. Can you question it? Sure. Do I have to answer? No. You have to answer if I ask the question. Ha, ha, ha. That's how they manipulate you. People say, what'd you do last night? And I said, if you really want to know, you should have been there. Or they'll say, how about such and such? I'll say, you don't know, do you? They say, no. I said, you'd like to find out, wouldn't you? They say, uh-huh. I said, you'd have to have been there. Now, that seems like real cute remarks, but think about it for a minute. To know something, to know it, means now. And that means there with it right now. If you've been in your head tripping off intellectually, you have not been in the essence of the spirit. You have been in a conditioned energy where you have taken it. You have conditioned it. The nice thing about it is now you know that. Can you decondition it? Nope. What do? If you leave it alone and you move to another energy, it will deteriorate by itself and wither away, and the newness comes up. In spirit, all things are made new. In loving who you are, all things are made new. In loving someone else who loves you, all things are made terrific. Not just new, terrific, fantastic. You'll sacrifice everything for them. And my God, hope that they ask you to. Hope that they'll ask you to. Will you marry me? What, and give up my way of life for you? Yeah, I will. Oh, God, I'm married. I didn't know you were going to sacrifice that much. For you, it wasn't a sacrifice. It was a sacred action of sharing and caring and being with you. I'm really glad I've been able to be here with you.
Beirush Beisham.
John Rogers' closing words were Beirush Beisham, which means the blessings already are. The blessings, the ideas, and the concepts which you've heard are just a small part of the abundance of material John Roger has shared with us over the years. If you would like a free book by John Roger, Journey of a Soul, call this number, 1-800-899-2665. You can send email to servicedesk@msia.org or write to That Which Is, Post Office Box 513-935, Los Angeles, California, zip code 90051-1935. This has been That Which Is with John Roger. Thanks for joining us.